Calls for acclamation. You keep your new commandment, love one another as I have loved you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Before the feast of Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to pass from this world to the Father. He loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. The devil had already induced Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot, to hand him over. So during supper, fully aware that the Father had put everything into his power and that he had come from God and was returning to God, he rose from supper and took off his outer garments. He took a towel and tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and dry them with a towel around his waist. He said to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Master, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing, you do not understand now, but you will understand later." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "Unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, then not only my feet, but my hands and head as well." Jesus said to him, "Whoever has bathed has no need except to have his feet washed, for he is clean all over. So you are clean, but not all, for he knew who would betray him. For this reason," he said, "not all of you are clean." So when he had washed their feet and put his garments back on and reclined at table again, he said to them, "Do you realize that what I have done for you? You call me teacher and master, and rightly so, for indeed I am. If I, therefore, the master and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow, so that I have done for you, you should also do." Gospel of the Lord. Jesus invites us to serve one another, to wash the feet of one another, with humility. Jesus, during the Last Supper, was very sad because he knew Judas was going to betray him. Jesus also gave the bread of friendship to Judas, hoping that he will convert, he will change his mind. Jesus' love is infinite, but also he respects the freedom of each one of us. If we choose not to love God, Jesus will be very sad. But he respects us. That is enough for us. So let us, Jesus, to give us the strength to always say yes to the will of God the Father, or to serve one another with humility. We ask this special grace tonight during the Last Supper celebration. We ask Jesus this special grace, that we can have the heart of Jesus to wash the feet of one another and to forgive.